Hello, everyone, and welcome to another little bit of Adagio. I take seriously this hour we spend together. Everyone is busy with lots to do and many things clamoring for their attention. And for those of you who choose Adagio for the next hour, I make it my business to assemble hand-picked selections of music that are the best I can lay my hands on. That's subjective, of course. But the one criterion that informs them all is this promise. The closer you listen, meaning the more you immerse yourself in the music, the better it gets.
Viviamo, viviamo negli eti codici che la bellezza infiora e la fuggevo, fuggevo ora si deriva voluta. Viviamo nei dolci freniti che suscita l'amore poiché quell'occhio al cuore ogni possente va.
Here's one for you. The other day, I made my way down to one of my favorite spots by the water's edge, a secluded place most people pass by. And when I got there, two young women were already there, which is fine, there's plenty of room, but they had a music system and a small speaker and... I was a little umped about that. For me, it's a place of peace and solitude and it's not a place to come down and party, or at least not a place for your music that others cannot help but overhear. However, because my ear always tilts toward music and rides right in on it, I want to hear the melody, I want to know what the words are and how it's all put together. I couldn't help but listen in this case and soon realized, oh, they're playing pretty good stuff. Then this came on.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Bring it on home to me. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Within the first few bars of that timeless duet of Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls, I was glad those women were there and grateful for their music and for the music of summer that is light and easy. My slightly irritated frame of mind melted away in the warmth of a summer afternoon with a gentle soaking rain just beginning as drops here and there falling from the trees in the mist. The fullness of summer is upon us now. The gardens, roadside stands, the farmer's market are filled with brightly colored vegetables. The berries are budding on the vines, blueberries on the trailside just for the picking. Sleeping with the windows open, waking as early as possible and heading out for a swim in the stillness of the morning. The birds are up at the crack of dawn, singing of summer with golden throat, the butterflies flitting about. The skies are filled, to quote Joni Mitchell, with the muscular clouds of Michelangelo. Parties in the backyard beneath strings of lights, the smell of barbecue, the sound of mowers, the smell of cut grass, herbs, and vegetation. Vases of cut flowers, towels on the line, women in their sun hats, sandals, and summer dresses, and the distant weeping of the mourning doves that only call when all is still. Thank you.
that hills and valleys, dales and fields, and all the craggy mountains yield. Come live with me and be my love. There will I make you a bed of roses. Your delights each May morning. If these delights your mind may move, then live with me and be my love. Come live with me and be my love. Come live with me.
That was Stacy Kent singing the plea of the summer shepherd to his love's desire. It was taken from a superb film of Richard III, produced and starring Ian McClellan. And if you go to our website, radioadagio.com, that's Radio Adagio as one word, you'll find a video of that segment taken from the opening scenes of the film. And if you haven't seen Ian McClellan's Richard III, put it on top of your list. It's as good an adaptation of Shakespeare as ever you'll see.
Blame the miles and say they keep me from your smile. For you are here, no oceans lie between my lover's arms and I. Smile, but where are you? Why won't you dare to meet me? me too. I would bring you joy to light the way, a ray of sun to thaw your days. Please let me through. I don't ask much, but the slightest touch, a Japanese blue. That life has taken toll. Your shattered dreams I can't make whole. But let me through and I will stay close by your side to comfort you.
It's not lonely or broken, it's not of ice or of gold, but nor has my heart ever spoken to me when a love has grown cold. Felt not the faintest flutter when you brushed my cheek as you passed. Thank you. our eyes should meet, then so be it. No need to trouble the heart that is hidden where no one can free it, only to tear it apart.
If you're just joining us and wondering what all this is about, it's adagio we got going here. So come on in. Don't be shy. There's some empty seats up front here. And if you would like to know the details of the music you're hearing, please visit our website, radioadagio.com. Just be sure to enter Radio Adagio as one word. And there you'll find a complete playlist citing chapter and verse, and often some live video footage of the performers we're hearing each week. I'm your host, Drew Darling, and here we come to the audience participation segment of the program, in which you get to decide which of these two versions of Gray Funnel Line you like best. It's a magnificent piece by Cyril Tawney about the indentured sailors in the British Navy who long only to be set free so they can return to the ones they love. It's a much-loved song in the UK, and often sung in haunting three-part harmony, or as a duet, and here I have a version of each. I'll play them both, and you can decide which you like best. If you can. I can't. See what you think.
Don't mind the rain, nor the rolling sea. the weary night never worries me, but the hardest time in a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it dies.
Oh, Lord. Mothers have woven a black velvet ocean and spread it between the night and day shores so that children might sleep gently rocked by the motion of waves beneath boats built by fathers like yours. With you safe aboard by the shore, we will linger and watch as you're breathing. It fills up the sail. You loosen the moorings, your grip on our finger, and leave on the velvet a shore. With our hearts close to breaking, we stand in the wake as you glide from our reach, calmed by the thought that the voyage you're taking will bring you at dawn in back safe to this beach. We cannot sail with you, be there to guide you, or pilot your boat through the black of the night. But no ocean can keep you, no darkness can hide you away from our love, and it's thank you.
start living free. I know that there's somebody who is waiting for me.
Esas cosas y tú me enseñaste que son maravillosas, sutil llegaste a mí como la llenando de ansiedad mi corazón. Y yo no concebía cómo se quería en tu mundo raro, y por ti aprendí ahora me pregunto al ver que me olvidaste que no me enseñaste cómo se vive.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to bring you this music. I hope you heard something you liked. I've been your host, Drew Darling. The program has been Adagio, found only on community radio. Come back to us next week and we'll dish it all up again for your listening pleasure. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
I'm talking about the power of love now. I'm gonna tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. And then the inevitable became engaged and they were married. Oh, the power of love was upon him. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so he could see no wrong, no, no, no. He spent his last dime on the woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. And she tipped out on it. She said, nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh, yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick, and he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. But she said, oh, gone, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And seven times he left this woman. And seven times he came back. And he had taken all that he could stand. And the eighth time that this went down, he said, Mom, I got to go. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. And he's going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road, the tears in his eyes. He could barely see the sign, the red on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. Said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Yes, she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time I make another cookie, she'll be working and she'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name. Oh, then she'll cry just to think I would really leave her. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer. I would really go. She didn't believe I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do.